Mo Brooks says presidential election stolen. Argues House Republicans could allow Trump to retain presidency under the Constitution. By Jeff Poor on November 6, 2020. During an interview that aired Friday on Huntsville, Alabama Radio's WVNN, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, called into question the presidential election results and raised the possibility of House Republicans acting to ensure the will of the voters is acknowledged. The election has yet to be called for either incumbent President Donald Trump or Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden as of Friday afternoon as a handful of states continue to count ballots. According to Brooks, the presidential election could be challenged on two grounds: that it did not occur on the day officially designated by the U.S. Congress and that there were possible fraudulent practices in place that undermined the election in favor of the Democrat candidates on the ballot. Let me emphasize a preface to what I'm going to say next. The legal research is still being done by my office and others, he said. If something comes up that will change my mind, then I will change my mind. But right now, it's important to understand what the United States Constitution says. The United States Constitution says that Congress shall set the time of these federal elections. Congress did that in Title II, U.S. Code Section 7. We set a day, in this instance, November 3rd as the day of the election. We did not set an election week. We did not set an election month. We did not set an election season. We set an election day. That's when votes were supposed to be cast by people on that day. That 24-hour period, with the exception of absentee ballots, where people who physically could not go to the polls to vote, Brooks continued. Every other vote is illegal. The en masse mail-in voting scheme that the Democrats have put forth does not comply with the federal law that set November 3rd as the election day. That en masse voting scheme that the Socialist Democrats put forth is an election season. Now for emphasis, if we let the Socialist Democrats get away with stealing this election, with this enormous voting fraud, they will not only take the presidency, they will also take the United States Senate. We will lose it. Brooks offered examples of possible election improprieties to bolster his claim that there could have been illegal practices that changed the election outcome. The Alabama congressman's solution was for the House to not ratify the Electoral College results, which he said was within Congress' constitutional purview, as opposed to the U.S. Supreme Court. When we have a vote on the House floor, there is no way in the world I'm going to be voting to ratify the Electoral College votes from states where I believe that illegal votes have distorted the will of the people in those states who have cast their votes illegally, Brooks added. And we'll see how that goes. It is not the Supreme Court who decides who is the President of the United States. Under the Constitution, it is the Congress who makes that decision. Such an outcome could force the 50 U.S. House state delegations to determine the next president, which Brooks said could mean Trump's re-election. If the Republicans stick together in the House of Representatives and if we vote by state, which is what the United States Constitution suggests we shall do, then Donald Trump will be elected president if we conclude that the election and voter fraud is so great that the will of lawful voters is being denied by the process that Socialist Democrats put into place, he explained. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.